And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here this next segment by a couple of guests. We have in studio Riley County Emergency Management Coordinator Lori Harrison. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we also have Fort Riley Emergency Manager Chris Hollenbeck joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to continue our discussion here on Severe Weather Awareness Week going on all this week.
Yep. So this week, March 2 through 6, is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Kansas. We urge people just to take this time to prepare for the upcoming spring season that we have. So you're going to hear a lot about make a plan, have a kit, and be informed. So those are the three things that we really want to focus on this week so people know where to go, what they should have with them, and how do they know when to go to their safe place.
All right. And what should that kit look like if you have an emergency kit at home?
So it's a 72-hour kit, so anything that you, your family, your household may need for 3 days, non-perishable food items, water, it's a gallon of water per person per day, clothing, just anything that your family needs. Each family is different, so whatever you put in that kit is very particular to your specific household.
All right. And for folks on Fort Riley, this can be a little different here because not everyone is used to Kansas weather.
That's correct. What we do is, kind of Lori was saying with the kit, we also encourage folks to expand their kits to include their pets and also any special needs that they might have, and don't include things like medication and supplies for those pets. And you know, all those other little things you sometimes forget about.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is a good time of year just to kind of get the whole family kind of reiterated on what to do in case of an emergency. And some of that will be going on this week. We have the statewide tornado drill. That's tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow at 10. And we'll be sounding the outdoor warning sirens here in Riley County, weather permitting. So I think it looks like a beautiful day tomorrow to conduct the drill. So we'll have those outdoor sirens, and the Everbridge notification system will be activated tomorrow at 10.
Dave, you got a question?
Now, does this replace your regular first of the month test that you would do today?
Yes. We are not going to be doing the 10:30 test this morning. We will do it tomorrow.
The Riley County Commissioners will be thankful for that because that's very disruptive right in the middle of the meeting. I remember that distinctly.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Well, and that's a good, another good reminder there. And kids look forward to that probably at school. You know, all the schools take part in that.
Yes, and we want to encourage families to conduct this drill at home. This drill is done in the daytime where we're at work and kids are at school. But oftentimes, you know, our severe weather strikes after these hours in the evening time. And so we want to make sure that that is conducted at home so people know where to go, what to do.
All right. And the awareness doesn't just go on this week. It just goes on really all month for you, even on Fort Riley.
Yes, that's correct. We'll spend the remainder of the month promoting our severe weather season. And like you had said earlier, we have a population that, a lot of them are not used to our weather here in Kansas, and they're new. So we spend a lot more time focusing on them and on the family members.
And we've talked a little bit about this morning already, the weather spotter classes. And these are a great education tool. I went to one a couple years ago and really learned quite a bit. The one here in Riley County is at the towards the end of the month, though.
That's correct. March 31st at 7 p.m. at the Wareham, 410 Points Avenue. We'll have the National Weather Service from Topeka in doing their presentation about severe weather awareness and safety. And it's a free event, open to the public, so everyone is welcome to attend. Just great information about maybe just some storm definitions, what, you know, people always confuse a wall cloud and a funnel cloud, or what's the difference between this cloud and that cloud. So come and learn some definitions along with some statistics that they've put together from last year's storm season.
Yeah, last year was quite an interesting year for us here. We had so much weather, just seemed like from January to August, we were inundated with weather.
Yeah, we definitely had the flooding, and then we did have the Douglas County tornado up there outside of Kansas City as well. So just some weather events that people need to be prepared for.
Yeah, and you know, tornadoes, that's the one thing that comes to mind for a lot of folks here. And it's probably been a while since we've seen a tornado at least touch down in Riley County.
Yes, tornadoes always take the spotlight when it comes to severe weather. But, you know, there's other events that happen in the severe weather season that are just as deadly and occur with every storm, and that's lightning. Lightning is super deadly, and you know, flooding, so if we get any heavy rains. So other things, large hail, damaging winds, all of that. But tornadoes do steal the spotlight.
Mm-hmm. Well, every time I hear about these, when we do severe weather awareness each year, the one thing that's constant is always having multiple ways to get notified here. What are some of the ways here locally we can do that?
So we encourage everyone to sign up for the Everbridge notification, and that's done. It's free. It's an app at the Riley County website. So it's www.rileycountyks.gov, and sign up for the Notify Me. And you can receive a text message, email, phone call about any weather event. Also, other events that happen within the community, maybe a road closure, prescribed burning information, those type of things. And then also we have the NOAA All Hazards Radio. Most people call it the National Weather Service Radio. And we have great partners such as the local radio stations here in Manhattan.
Now, as far as on Fort Riley notification, do you guys have a system built there as well?
Yes, we have what we call is the Department of Defense Alert Mass Warning Notification System, and that does the same thing as far as providing a voice alert, text alerts, email alerts. We also encourage those that live out in the communities to sign up for our partner community alert systems, as Lori had talked about. And then we have our Giant Voice outdoor warning systems that we'll use also to give the public warning too.
All right. I'm curious if either of your offices ever offer any checking of weather radios. How can people maybe get their batteries checked or maybe get those tuned? Because that's kind of difficult to do on your own.
They used to be a lot worse than they are now. It used to be you have to know all the codes and everything, and now it's just done in a plain language. But yeah, if anyone has a weather radio that they need help with, feel free to call the office at 537-6333, and we'll try and get that squared away. There's also events. KSNT and WIBW TV meteorologists usually come into town at least once in the next month or so and do a weather radio event, Hy-Vee or Dillon's.
Okay. Great services, obviously, provided here. It's good to have a working weather radio. You want to make sure you have that before severe weather awareness hits. How early are we talking about severe weather? How soon could we potentially see a weather event here?
So typically in Kansas, you know, it is the April, May, June timeframe, but it can happen at any time of the year. So even though this is the Severe Weather Awareness Week, and this is where we encourage folks to be prepared, you know, weather happens all year long. So it's not just restricted to those two or three months of the year.
Right. Well, this is the time that it's active for sure. Anything else you should note here this week during Severe Weather Awareness Week?
Well, I think on our side, the main thing that we really want to promote on the installation is the preparedness factor. You know, as Lori stated earlier, our concepts are the same, to be informed, to make a plan, to build a kit. You know, those are key to a prepared community. And also just keeping people aware that, you know, it may be that couple of months that are the main season, but, you know, it could run all through the year there, you know, that we have possible severe weather.
And your guys' job doesn't stop with preparation here. After a severe weather incident, you guys are always busy with, you know, the cleanup effort and such. And, you know, one thing that comes to mind here, having covered some severe weather events, is downed power lines. That's always something people need to watch out for.
Oh, definitely, yes, until the electric company can get out there and make sure that those lines are not running electricity anymore. You know, we need to stay away from those. Yep.
All right. And the statewide tornado drill, that'll be tomorrow, 10 a.m. The outdoor warning systems will be tested. So if you hear that going on tomorrow, that's what's going on. And a good time to get with your family and your friends and let them know, you know, severe weather season is upon us. And the Storm Spotter class in Riley County, that'll be March 31st at 7 o'clock. There are some other classes going on here this week, though. In neighboring counties, I think Geary tomorrow, correct?
I think so, yes.
Geary County and then Pottawatomie County on Thursday. And these are a free, again, good education for everybody, and you don't have to be a storm spotter to go.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and we'll let you get moving.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Chris Hollenbeck, Lori Harrison here joining us on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll talk with members of the Manhattan Parks and Rec team next.